It'll be partly sunny and 50 today, 50 tomorrow. Will cool to 45 on Friday. Into the 30s over the weekend with rain likely beginning Friday afternoon, continuing through the day Saturday. And it's likely we'll see some snow mixed in Friday night and Saturday morning. Another 250 Quad citizens have tested positive for COVID-19. Another four have died from it. According to public health officials, hospitalizations are about steady at 75% capacity for beds in the regions that include Scott and Rock Island counties. In Illinois Region 2, only 15% of ICU beds are available. In Rock Island County itself, the patient count is in record territory at 93. Health officials point out just because there are beds available, that doesn't necessarily mean hospital staff is available to care for patients who might fill them. Iowa reports 2,000 new cases since this time yesterday, 21 more deaths. Illinois is reporting another 7,900 cases and 145 deaths, including 3 in Rock Island County, 2 in Knox County, 2 in Whiteside, and 1 each in Mercer and Warren counties. Well, even as they continue counting hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19, local health authorities are planning to start vaccinations. Some residents of the Quad Cities could begin receiving them as early as next week. Ed Rivers is director of the Scott County Health Department.
Healthcare workers in particular, and those in hospital settings, are at the front of the line to get the vaccine because of their exposure to patients and their vital presence to keep the healthcare system running. As more vaccine becomes available, more healthcare workers will receive the vaccine.
And as more vaccine becomes available, the next in line will be residents of long-term care facilities. The next group will be people considered essential workers, according to Nita Ludwig, administrator of the Rock Island County Health Department.
Employers can also begin making sure that they keep updated on the roster of employees and businesses that meet those definitions of essential or critical infrastructure workers, while others may get vaccinated at a later date.
River says planning includes how to store the vaccine, where to administer it, and how to notify people to get vaccinated. And he says one more challenge will be dealing with different rules and procedures required by the two different states. We just have to be patient, he says. Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending his administration's decision to wait until a COVID outbreak at a state-run veterans home was basically over to fire the facility's administrator. 32 residents have died in the last month after a COVID-19 outbreak at the LaSalle Veterans Home. Dozens more have tested positive for the virus. Hannah Meisel has more.
The state's health department and federal Department of Veterans Affairs made site visits to the facility in November. Those visits, made while the outbreak was still in full swing, revealed shortcomings on safety protocol. But the home's administrator wasn't fired until Monday, after there have been no new cases reported for a week. Despite pushback from area Republicans who say Pritzker should have taken action sooner, the governor defended his timing.
We wanted to make changes as quickly as possible to put the best people in the right places, because all we want is to keep these heroes safe.
A full investigation by the state's Department of Human Services is ongoing. The facility's head of nursing was also placed on administrative leave pending results of that investigation. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Sources say President-elect Joe Biden has selected former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to fill that role again. Vilsack spent 8 years as head of the U.S. Department of Agriculture during the Obama administration. He served 2 terms as Iowa governor before that and was in the state Senate. During the next legislative session, the Iowa Chamber Alliance is planning to push for many of the same economic development policies it supported before the COVID pandemic. Katerina Sestarek has more.
The group of Iowa's 16 largest chambers of commerce is calling for more investment in workforce development, broadband, childcare, and quality of life projects to attract talent to the state. They're also prioritizing the not yet released recommendations from Governor Kim Reynolds' Economic Recovery Advisory Board. Chamber Alliance Executive Director Dustin Miller says lawmakers should make it possible for some of the state's rainy day funds to immediately help businesses in the face of future disasters.
Rainy day fund, it's tough to find a worse rainy day than we've been through. through over the past few months.
The group also supports Reynolds' Invest in Iowa Act proposal that would raise the sales tax and cut income taxes. Some top Republican lawmakers say they're waiting to see what state revenue forecasters say this Friday before committing to tax changes. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
In the NFL, Baltimore beat Dallas 34-17. In college basketball, Iowa beat North Carolina 93-80. Illinois beat Duke 83-68. Western Illinois is at Miami of Ohio tonight. I'm Jay Pierce.